is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
People are starting to change how they teach because they've talked to a colleague who has had success in how they teach or what they're teaching. And they want to do that too. They want to have success. They want to grow as a profession.
Jim Bowen, principal at Lapine Middle School, discusses how his staff has utilized peer professional development to learn from each other's expertise through classroom observation and dedicated time to reflect and plan.
We started with an idea of mine of wanting to get teachers in each other's classrooms, their peers' classrooms. You know, and it's kind of the perfect storm of less funding available to bring in that dynamic expert for professional development, as well as sending people to those same conferences and professional development opportunities. Thinking about it, didn't want that to say we can't do it anymore, or there isn't professional development available. So it started with the idea of having teachers in each other's classrooms and then having professional conversations around what they saw and how we can learn from one another. The focus for us is literacy. A few of us went to a training over the summer with Dr. Kevin Feldman on engagement. And one of the things he talked about was the importance of vocabulary. And he had a model that he shared with us on how to teach vocabulary and how important it is, and positive results of students with a strong vocabulary background, their test scores, and just their success in school. So we came back from that, and as a school, we started systematically teaching vocabulary. And from that, we saw some great growth. So really, we saw that as a first step of everyone getting on the same page. And that was a lot of the feedback that we had in the discussion we had was, this is great that we're all doing something that's consistent building-wide. And so from there, we just want to take that next step to keep the momentum going and to keep the consistency. One thing we discussed was getting each other's classrooms and sharing experiences, because that is, again, a positive that we as a staff talked about, that even though we were doing it individually, there was certain some common ground and some universal things that we were doing together as a staff, and that really excited folks. So that next step was getting into each other's rooms, and that was an idea I certainly didn't come up with, but I brought to staff. And so it went from me going in with a teacher into another room and observing, and then us two debriefing. That may be a solid idea, but it didn't fly. And so from there, I talked with some teacher leaders, some instructional leaders on staff here. I mean, we continued the conversation and just reiterated that good idea, but it needs some tweaking. So actually they got together, and so without me, they met and came back with a proposal to me that has taken off. And that is, with a focus on literacy, they would love to use some of our early release school improvement time that we have every week set aside. If I was willing to carve out time and keep it sacred, they would be willing to put together some professional development and present that to staff and really support that movement. And I said, done. What that looks like is we have almost 2 hours on Wednesday for school improvement time. And so twice a month, generally, is a sacred time of I don't touch it, I don't have any other agenda items to disrupt that movement. And so the first 20 minutes probably is a reflection time, and I'll come back to that, where teachers get to talk with one another on what they saw in each other's rooms. And then the next 30 to 40 minutes is some type of professional development training. And so, again, I have some great teacher leaders who have taken this on and put in a lot of time and research and putting this together. And one of our bedrocks or one of our pillars is Mike Schmoker's book, Focus. So they've read that, and a few other folks on staff have read that or are reading it currently. Some of what we've taken from that is, in the United States, it appears, at least schools we've worked in, there's a lot of things that come down the pike, a lot of changes that come, and often we are swayed from one thing to the next to focus on. Smoker says, folks, it's not that hard. Here are some bedrock things that you need to focus on. And so one of those things for us is literacy. How often and how much and how are we teaching kids to read, write, and speak? And so that's really our focus. So the next 30 to 40 minutes, we talk about that, and we get very specific on not only what we believe to be solid teaching techniques, but then we model those. We practice those with each other. And then we get an opportunity in that following hour, right after that, to actually bring materials and sit down with a colleague who teaches the same subject you do and look at a lesson that you will be teaching in the next 2 weeks. And then plan it. Organize it, plan it around good techniques in engagement, good techniques in literacy, and then what does that look like? And the idea really is to incorporate what we just learned and practiced and modeled with one another into a lesson.
The positive outcomes of peer professional development are already becoming apparent with more engaged teachers and students.
Now that we've done it 4 or 5 times, we have to chase people out of the room because they are into it. Lively, engaging in conversations with one another, ideas floating around, and that has blossomed into conversations and time that teachers are requesting now to work with one another at various grade levels and within the same grade level. Matter of fact, I met with a teacher today who showed me some recent assessment results that he had. He was excited, and he should be excited, because he's seeing results that he wasn't seeing earlier in the year simply by meeting with another teacher, sharing of ideas, and then going, hey, I want to try that, trying it, and then having some success with it, and now they're excited to try more and put more into it. I find myself in classrooms 10 times the amount that I have in the past. There would be classrooms I would go into, if it wasn't their year to be evaluated, I would go into a classroom to, you know, find a student or touch base with a teacher real quick. But I really wasn't in some classrooms very often. And this year, that looks tremendously different. I'm in every classroom multiple times throughout the year. And what I'm seeing is a change in how teachers are teaching as well. And I may not be able to quantify that per se, but through the conversations I'm having with teachers when I'm in those classrooms, they have story after story after story of, this is a lesson I've taught for 10 years. This is how I've always taught it. This year, I'm teaching it this way so that I'm asking kids to think at a higher level. I'm asking kids to analyze and synthesize information that before I'd have them find. They are more engaged. It's not the dog and pony show that I have to do in order to get them engaged. It's really how I set it up. And that's where the energy has gone, is not during the lesson, but it's the planning of the lesson, which again goes back to why every 2 weeks we want to give them a good chunk of time during the day, their school day, to do that planning. We knew the research was there from DeFore about PLCs and the power of working together and looking at data and making adjustments, and we just didn't have a structure prior to this year of systematically addressing that. We were more hit and miss. We didn't have a focus, we didn't have the direction. And I think now we do, and we're on a roll. And when they're debriefing, it's not about classroom management, so to speak, anymore. It's really about teaching and instruction and what the students are doing. And that's a shift. That's a shift for us. It's about what we're asking, how we're asking it, why we're asking it. And we're really challenging ourselves as professionals about our practice, our craft.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.